Dear listener, this is a point of interest that can also be accessed by people with hearing and visual impairments. You will find more information about the tomb of Cecilia Metella and the Castrum Caetani, and access braille contents and tactile reconstructions of the tomb's decorative elements on the multi-sensory panels in the green area in front of the church. The church was dedicated to St. Nicholas of Bari on the 12th of May 1303. Today, with its surrounding gardens, the church appears to be isolated on the right-hand side of the Via Appia Antica, while in the Middle Ages it was part of the Castrum Caetani, a walled and fortified stronghold built by the powerful Caetani family, to which Pope Boniface VIII belonged, which was originally designed to house an agricultural village. The wall on the right, behind the church, formed the rectangular enclosure surrounding and protecting the castrum, over 200 meters long and about 100 meters wide, with 19 defense towers. Two fortified gates controlled access to the Appian Way. This large protected enclosure was probably designed to house a village occupied by the farmhands working on the Caetani estate. It is uncertain, however, whether the village was ever built, because after the death of Pope Boniface VIII in 1303 and the removal of the papal see from Rome to Avignon in the south of France in 1309, triggered the relentless decline of the family. The church, therefore, formed a whole with the palace of the Caetani and the tomb of Cecilia Metella, converted into a watchtower on the other side of the road. Of the original church, only the outer walls and bell gable dominating the façade remain. The structure is made of Peperino stone blocks, cut and laid in the so-called Saracen style, which became widespread in the Roman countryside between 1100 and the end of 1300, and was also used for the Caetani Palace on the opposite side of the road. The enclosure walls were built at the same time, but in a more rustic style. The front of the church faces onto the Via Appia Antica, and the entrance is framed by a simple marble cornice, over which is a circular opening similar to the oculus seen on top of the palace facade. Inside there is a single nave ending in a wide apse. The side walls are supported on the outside by eight buttresses on each side, alternating with long, narrow pointed arch windows with trefoil tracery in the Gothic style. The church originally had a gable roof, which has been entirely lost, although several traces remain on the interior wall of the facade. No traces of flooring have been found in the church, which means that it was probably never built, due to the fact that the construction work was stopped, like on the village, in the wake of the death of Pope Boniface VIII and the decline of the Caetani family. The church of San Nicola, with its severe style, light effects which deceptively dilate the interior space, and pointed arch windows, represents a rare example of Gothic architecture in Rome, similar to the style of the Cistercian abbeys, according to the French and Angevin models. Since Pope Boniface VIII had spent a long period of time in Paris as a cardinal, it is thought that he was inspired by French architecture in the construction of this building.